It's a phase one commutation hearing for Lewis Houston, ABC number 137312. Mr. Lewis is currently serving a 9-year, 3-month sentence for dangerous drug violation. He has a release date of March 20th, 2020. If he gets to 2 years and 1 month, reduction that he's asking for, his release date would be May 12th of 2018. He is also on a detainer for the Maricopa County Courts for a probation. He has also previously applied for a phase two hearing back in February of 2015, which was not passed on to for a phase two hearing. According to Mr. Houston, his reasons for thinking that he should receive a commutation hearing, he says that he has been involved in taking several program classes. He also feels as though he has recovered from the drug abuse and that he has done enough time. And he also feels as though the sentence that he received, when he didn't realize until he had his last commutation hearing, that the judge had his record mixed up with the record of his son. He has had a violation on May 5th of last year, 2017. He had a violation of a department, something that he was found guilty of, a minor that he actually was found guilty of. This is an incident that occurred back in June 12th of 2012. Phoenix police executed a search warrant at his house, and at that time, when the police executed the search warrant, he was in, they found drugs inside of the residence. During the search, the officers located two plastic baggies in a veil, which also contained a green leafy substance later identified as marijuana, and a clear plastic baggie containing a crystal substance later identified as methamphetamine. The search also found scales, packaging materials, and glass pipe used for smoking methamphetamine. The defendant admitted that he was addicted to methamphetamine and he sells drugs to support his habit. The defendant was arrested for possession of dangerous drugs, for sale, a class 2 felony, possession of marijuana, a class 6 felony, and possession of dangerous drugs. The presumptive sentence, he did a plea agreement, and as a result of the plea agreement, he was allowed to plead to a conspiracy to commit possession of dangerous drug, which produced a lesser sentence. Presumptive for the sentence that he got was 9.25 years. The minimum was 8 years, and the maximum would have been 18.5 years. He did get the presumptive, which was 9.25 years. Also, as a result of the plea agreement, counts 2 and 3, as well as any other additional allegations of prior felony convictions or other sentence enhancement allegations, were dismissed. I do not feel that he received the presumptive, which was 9.25 years, and I do not feel that that was excessive based on the charges that he actually was charged with and the fact that he did a plea agreement and received a lesser plea and the crime reduction that he actually received. Therefore, I am going to make a motion to not pass Mr. Houston on to a phase two.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Quinones, agreed by Mr. Newell and Dr. Wright. That's going to conclude the hearing at this time.